This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Northmont High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're several minutes away from match number two, the other regional semifinal. It's Rushi versus Fairlawn. Fort Loramie won the opener, defeating Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy easily in three straight sets, 25-9, 9, and 12. Interesting matchup here in our second regional semifinal. Rushi 16-10, a 9-2 finish for the Raiders to close the campaign against Fairlawn 14-12. Fairlawn won its last four. Three straight district titles for Rushi. First district championship in 13 years for Fairlawn. The Jets here at the regional for the first time in 13 seasons. Congrats to both clubs. Rushi was a three seed. Fairlawn not expected to be here. Fairlawn knocked off Lehman Catholic, a number two seed. Yeah. How about that? Franklin Monroe beat Jackson Center. Jackson Center was ousted in tournament play, or I should say Franklin Monroe was then beaten by Rushi. Rushi had to come from a couple sets down, I believe, to win that. These two teams, Fairlawn and Rushi, met twice in the regular season. Rushi won twice, 3-0, 3-0. The second match, quite a bit closer than the first. In fact, Fairlawn led most of set three in that three-set second match, but faltered at the end. So Rushi comes in with a lot of confidence. Fairlawn trying to beat Rushi for the first time this year. Tough to beat a club three straight times. Who's got the psychological edge, Chuck?
Well, you got to feel that Rushi does, just for the simple fact, if they would have been five-set or four matches, that would have been one thing. But
right,
3-0, 3-0, they got to feel like they have a decided advantage. Fairlawn, on the other hand, there's no pressure on them. They're not supposed to be here.
True.
So go out there, have fun, you know, play your game, serve calmly, and just see what happens. Stranger upsets have happened in sports than if Fairlawn won this one tonight.
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, how about Washington beating Houston, winning four straight games at Houston when Houston finished the regular season 30-7 in their own park, and then they dropped four in a row in the World Series.
Yeah, I know. You can't figure it, but I think it's going to be a good match. I think Fairlawn's going to give them all they want this evening.
The Jets are coached by Ashley Frances Miller in her first year. She's a 2004 Fairlawn grad, played 4 years of volleyball for Wade Wilhelm, a fixture a long time at Fairlawn, outstanding coach. Ashley went on, played a couple years at Urbana. She had a year coaching junior high volleyball at Fort Loramie, junior high season at Fairlawn, then was varsity coach for 3 years at Covington before returning here to Fairlawn from where she graduated back in 2004. Her husband, Ken Miller, is from Jackson Center, and he is the assistant superintendent for Kettering City Schools. Aaron Watkins, head coach Rushi, in his fourth year, he says, Chuck, this is not his most talented team in four seasons, but it is his club with the most desire, the hungriest of his four teams, the most improved over the course of a season.
Well, and that's what you want as a coach. Some of my best teams were not necessarily my most talented, but they had the best chemistry, and they bought into what you were trying to teach them. And that sounds like that's what Rushi's doing in volleyball.
A common theme tonight, not only is Ashley Frances Miller, a Fairlawn grad, as I noted, so is Aaron Watkins of Rushi, the head coach.
Both, there you go.
Yep, each one a Fairlawn Jet graduate. Names we'll be talking about frequently here tonight. Outstanding performers for both clubs. For Rushi, boy, a lot of the point-making starts up front with Ashley Scott. She's only 5'9", I say only, because a lot of middle hitters in high school volleyball.
6'1", 6'2".
No doubt, yep. Ashley's 5'9", but boy, she generates a lot of power. Her technique is excellent. Jessica York at 5'10", Kate Sherman at 6'1", just a freshman, can also be superb up front. Other starters will be Kendall Monin, CeCe Borchers, Ava Daniel, and Maya Monin, an excellent setter. For the Fairlawn Jets, boy, it all starts with Jesse Abke. Second team all Shelby County League, second team all district, a 5'11 soft. She is very, very good. And when you talk about Fairlawn volleyball, you've got to talk about Taylor Lessing, the cousin to Nate, the former basketball player at Fairlawn.
He was kind of a good athlete.
Uh-huh, sure was. Taylor has well over 1,000 assists in her short career already at Fairlawn, a record-breaking 750-plus this year alone at Fairlawn for Taylor Lessing. Lana Heath is at 5'10". Macy Brodigam, a freshman middle hitter, is tallish. Kylie Ginter, a junior at 5'10". Vegas Gallimore, primarily a sophomore hitter, or primarily an outside hitter, is a sophomore. Those are the highlights of the young ladies who will see plenty of action for Fairlawn, including the libero, who is McCalla Holzkamp.
The officials assigned to this game have been all requirements.
A lot of blue here tonight for our second match. Plenty of red for match number one, Lancaster.
Good crowd.
Yes, excellent crowd has filtered in from Shelby County. I'm sure many Jets fans, many Raiders fans, and many general Shelby County people here for this match, which promises to be a very good one. In match number one, Fort Loramie displayed a lot of red. Obviously, colors red and black. Fairfield Christian, red, white, and blue. So both sides of North Pine High School were filled with plenty of red in match number one, and here in match number two, blue all over the arena here at North Mont High. Should be a very, very good match. As we noted, Rushi did win twice in the regular season, defeating Fairlawn by scores of 25, 15, 18, and 9 at Fairlawn. Then the return match at Rushi later in the year was a little bit tighter. As I try to find the scores of it, I'm having a hard time. I'm missing.
There's Fairlawn there.
There we go. 25, 18, 16, and 23. That's the third set I alluded to earlier in the second match between Fairlawn and Rushi. Fairlawn had a lead of 23-20. Just couldn't close up that third set in that second match with Rushi this year. So Rushi did win twice. So as Chuck and I noted previously, the Raiders have the psychological advantage of having whipped Fairlawn in two meetings this season, September 5th at Fairlawn, 25, 15, 18, and 9, and then October 1 in a match at Rushi, 25, 18, 16, and 23. Rushi Raiders closed the regular season 9-2, 16-10 on the year. And the Fairlawn Jets are on a four-game roll. At one time, Fairlawn was 5-7, then 10-12. Fairlawn closed the regular season strong, or I should say closed the tourney strong, the sectional and district, topping four in a row to boost its record from 10-12 to 14-12.
Number 6, Lauren Bartram.
Many thanks to our outstanding underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com. They are with us for our second regional semifinal match.
Number 10,
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also salute in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi. And also gratitude to the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Well, I'm sure we had a fine audience for match number one. The Lancaster community was well alerted, and I'm sure a lot of folks from Christian Academy who could not make the trip tonight, the better than two-hour haul from southeast to Columbus to here at Northmont, did join us. The Fort Loramie crowd was good. It was not an oversized crowd. It didn't fill the capacity, the seats on the far side of the arena. But I'm sure we had a fine listenership for match number one. An even better crowd on hand here for match number two. Two Shelby County League foes go at it. Rushi and Fairlawn. And Chuck, I'm right. Both teams look exactly the same. Blue tops, black shorts. How do you tell them apart?
One's on one side of the floor and the other's on the other. That's the only way I could do it.
Let's see. We've got... What, Rushi serving right to left to start?
Yes, yep. White letters and blue letters, or numbers.
And the blue letters on the Fairlawn side you simply cannot read. And the Rushi Raiders jump on top with two quick points to begin our second match of the night. 2-0 in favor of Rushi.
That was Ashley Scott.
Ashley Scott with a kill at the net. Here is Rushi serving. Serve received by Fairlawn. It was fed to the front line, but Taylor Lessing to Jesse Epke, and she got the spike to make it a 2-1 score. It is 2-1 in favor of Rushi. Serve received by the Raiders. 1-2-3 hits, the last of which is tried on the play by, I think, that was York. Fairlawn could not cover it. Good point by Jessica York. And it's a lead of 3-1 for Rushi. Raiders serving right to left on your phone as you imagine things here at Northmont. Oh, here's a fine play at the net by the Rushi Raiders. It is well done up front by Kendall Monin. She splashed that one off the fingertips of a couple Fairlawn players in the back line. And Rushi's got the lead, 4-1 here in match number two of the night. 1-2-3 hits at the net by Fairlawn. Yes, jammed in. Good shot by Jesse Epke.
And she went cross-court and put it right on the line. That was outstanding.
Oh, yeah, nifty angle. Well done. Serving for Fairlawn is Hillskamp. And Rushi's serve receive is flared outside the antenna. It's no good. 4-3, Fairlawn within one. Fairlawn serving. Ball fed to the near side of the floor. It is Jessica York trying to jam one between a couple of Jets who do get it back. Nice play by Lana Heath. Fairlawn up and over. Three hits by Rushi. And then Fairlawn can't collect it. Poor passing, and it's 5-3 Rushi.
Is that Maya Monin?
Maya? Yep, Maya. Okay. Maya Maurer earlier tonight for Fort Loramie, spelled differently than Maya Monin for Rushi here in match number two. And the Fairlawn Jets get a big point on the Rushi serve to make it 5-4.
That was Abkey again.
Abkey dominating points for the Jets so far, as she has netted 3 of 4. Fairlawn toe-to-toe with Rushi here at the outset. Serve, receive, Raiders at the net. Here is a kill attempt by York. It's short, hit the net cord. We're even up. 5-5.
Only two seniors on this Rushi club.
Here is the serve, receive by the Raiders. Here's Maya Monin setting near side for Scott. Scott pounds it to the back line of Fairlawn, which can't return. 6-5 Rushi. The Raiders only have, what, one, two seniors in total as well?
No, that's who I was saying. The Raiders only have two.
I'm sorry.
I think there's four or five for Fairlawn.
And among starters, Fairlawn is still quite young. In fact, only one senior starter, the libero.
No.
Both teams youthful.
Yeah, C.C. Borchers down the line.
Yep. C.C. Borchers with a big point for Fairlawn. Beautifully done by her.
She's a freshman.
I'm sorry. Beautiful point by Borchers of Rushi, my mistake. 7-5. Yeah, number of underclassmen have sparkled all year long for Fairlawn and Rushi. And sloppy passing to the Jets, who took three hits to get it from the back to the front. The ball lands in the hardwood, and Rushi's up 8-5. Rushi serving. It's Maya Monin. Fairlawn setting, middle of the floor, and the shot is pounded by Gallimore into the net court. 9-5, Rushi. Timeout called by Ashley Francis Miller of the Fairlawn Jets, who trail 9-5 early on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, so many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Outstanding food. You can't beat Brookins. Enjoy that pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arns does an excellent job. He creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Savory sandwiches, cheesy, and homemade pizza. Enjoy the new late-night menu open till 2:30 Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. Like them on Facebook. On the web at brookenspub.com, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Well, after the Fairlawn timeout, it goes from bad to worse. Two straight points by Rushi, one by Scott, and one by York at the net. 11-5 Raiders, who set far side for a good cross-court angle. Yes, nicely done. Beautiful shot on the play by
Bailey Pullman.
Bailey Pullman. Bailey gets into the act. She's just a soft. Bailey off the bench. Big point. 12-5. Fairlawn serve receive. A lift. No good. Miscue. Jets, who are reeling a little bit now. Behind by 8. 13-5. Rushi in command. Here is Fairlawn trying to nudge one over the netting. They get it over. It's tipped right back by Rushi. Fairlawn cannot handle another point. Raiders give that one up front to Kate Sherman. 14-5, Rushi. This was a 5-5 match. Nine straight points by the Raiders, who get another mishandling mistake by Fairlawn. Another timeout by Ashley Francis Miller. 15-5 Raiders, who have struck for 10 straight to lead by 10 here in set number one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, let me note, the Jewelry Barn offers 15 to 50% off starting December 1st. How about that? Anything made in the store that's marked for sale, 15 to 50% off. That starts December 1 at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. And don't forget, November 1st and 2nd, That's tomorrow and Saturday, 9 to 6 tomorrow, 9 to 3 Saturday, 25% off select items. Great time to start your Xmas shopping. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Well, Fairlawn stopped the bleeding with a point, but Rushi answers, and it's 16-6 in favor of the Raiders. Side out, Rushi. Raiders serving. That's got too much leg on it. Wow. Heavyweight serve, but Rushi strong off the court. 16-7, side out Jets.
That was Jillian Chapman. I think she's been lifting.
Serving Fairlawn. And the Jets answer, can't connect. It's a bit too strong as well.
That's more service misses than we had in all three sets in the first match.
Exactly.
We had three.
Yeah, the people serving in the first three sets, match number one, were marksmen on target serving in that Fort Loramie Fairfield Christian Academy match, won by Fort Loramie in three straight. Here's a serve received by Fairlawn. Rushi with one, two, three hits at the net. And the last one is in by Sherman. Sherman's notched a couple big points for Rushi here in the opening game. Raiders on top, 18-7. Match was tied at 5. Here is Rushi serving again, and Fairlawn misplays it on the back line. Point Raiders.
Sherman's a 6'1 freshman.
Okay, both clubs with a lot of young talent seeing plenty of action. Fairlawn with more seniors, but the youth of the Fairlawn squad does the large portion of playing. Here is Rushi, 1-2. Three hits. Was that a lift on the Raiders' side? Mm-hmm. Nope. It's ruled Fairlawn in the net. Side out Rushi. Momentum continues. 20-7. But Chuck, your comment in the pre-match was that Rushi might have the advantage, having blistered Fairlawn in six straight sets in the two matches during the regular season. That's proving to be the case so far.
Well, you would think so. I mean, it can go either way, but Rushi should have had the advantage.
Raiders with a miss here as Kate Sherman went diving on the floor to try to cup it. Couldn't get her hands under it. Fairlawn earns the point, 20-8. Here's a kill attempt by Ashley Scott of Rushi, driven nicely by Hulskamp to Lessing, who gets it over. Good rally underway. Here's a shot by Kendall Mann, and the Rushi libero is to the Jets' back line, and Fairlawn cannot make the return. Missed connection, 21-8 in favor of Rushi.
That was an excellent set that time, down right down the line to her.
Rushi's Ava Daniel, the right backer, a sophomore, serving. She steps into it. Three hits, set far side for Apke. Right on the mark is Monin to dig it. Three hits later, Rushi gets it back. It goes toward the far corner. It is no good, off the floor. Missing was Rushi. Jets side out, 21-9.
Yeah, a heck of an effort by Chapman that time.
Yep, Jillian Chapman, a freshman for Rushi, made a heck of a play. Here is Rushi with a kill attempt in the net, and it's a good one. It glances off the fingertips of the libero, Hulskamp for Fairlawn. Point Raiders, who are now up 22-9. This match was tied at 5. 17-4, Rushi in the last 21 points. Serve receive Fairlawn. Set near side for Brodigham, who gets it up and over. Three hits for the Raiders. Now it's set far side for Apke. Knocks it to Rushi's back line. Good retrieve by Scott. Rushi, three hits to the front line. Fairlawn tries to play it. And the Jets make an infraction. Error Fairlawn, 23-9 in favor of Rushi. Serve received by Fairlawn, sent to Apke up front. She quickly dumps it up and over. Were her fingertips beyond that plane of the net?
I think they called her under the net.
You're
not allowed to step over the center line.
Right.
And if we get one more point here, we'll have 25-9. We've seen that quite a bit tonight.
Fort Laramie won its first two sets over Fairfield Christian by scores of 25-9. It's now 24-9. Rally underway. Rushi, three hits. Set near side by the Raiders, York. Fairlawn gets it back. Here's a back set. Nicely done. Shot by Jesse Apke. Good. Apke on the spike.
Apke only a sophomore.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Lessing dealt her a good feed. Apke on the finish. 24-10. Rushi still leads comfortably. Three hits, Raiders. Fairlawn, one, two, three hits. It's called a lift on Fairlawn. Point Rushi, and that's the set. 25-10, Rushi defeats Fairlawn. Set number one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal supplies parts around the country for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders, for example. Manufacturing quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment. Its roots date back to 1947, L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. The present corporation, Jackson Center, established in 1982. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarships, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, here we go. Set number two about ready to be started. The Rushi Raiders clipped Fairlawn in the opener 25-10. The club that wins this match advances on and gets Powerhouse Fort Laramie at 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Fort Laramie triumphant in our opening set here tonight, conquering Lancaster Fairfield Christian by scores of 25-9, 9, and 10, I believe. Is that right, Chuck? Was it 25-10 or 25-12?
I think it was
25-12.
12, yeah.
Now Fort Laramie victorious in three sets easily, 25-9, 9, and 12. And Rushi downs Fairlawn, 25-10. We open up play here in set number two. Rushi serving, gets a point off the bat, and then a service miscue. No, it climbs over the netting, and Fairlawn tries to dig it off the floor, can't. Wow, that was a lucky one for Rushi.
It's exactly the way Chapman played it.
Yeah. 2-0 Raiders. That serve might have sailed long. Holzkamp plays it for Fairlawn. Front line to Abke, and Rushi can't collect it. The ball kept going backwards. Point Jets, 2-1. Rushi in the lead. Rushi delivered two straight wins over Fairlawn in the regular season, winning three sets twice. The second match at Rushi, though, was tighter. 3-1, Rushi. Fairlawn serving. Rushi commands the point.
Taylor Lessing took one right off the face there. That was quite a shot. That was Scott that got the kill.
Ashley Scott with the point for Rushi. Redskin serving left to right. Oh, Fairlawn can't corral it. It goes off the floor. A couple of Jets trying to run it down. No dice. Point Raiders. 4-1. Second set not starting like the Jets wanted it to. Rushi serving to Fairlawn. Serve received by the Jets. Ball fed to the near side of the floor. Fairlawn, 1-2-3, hits. Again, the ball goes in reverse. And unable to track it down. It was Rushi which could not track it down. My miscue. I momentarily checked out my blues. Confused.
Well, I'll tell you what, they had a good swing at it, and Heath blocked it, knocked it right back at him.
Nice play by Lana Heath. Fairlawn who earned the point, 4-2, but Rushi on the service gets an ace to make it 5-2. Both teams wearing blue. Both teams with blue tops, black shorts. We've got a lot of black sneakers on the Fairlawn side, white sneakers on the Rushi side. White numbers for Rushi, and blue, or and that may be a gray or silver numeral on the Fairlawn Jet shirt. Very good rally here. Rushi tried to finish it off, couldn't. Good save by Fairlawn. Dynamite effort by Brodigan, who fed it up to Heath, to Abke. Rushi with an attempted kill at the net, but the Raiders can't get the point. Fairlawn's got it. Five, three in favor of Rushi. Fairlawn serving. Serve receive by Rushi. On the Jet side, it's Abke. Sends it long. Oh, tracked down nicely by Chapman of Rushi. She went off the floor. Got it back. 1-2-3 hits, and then a muff on the Fairlawn side. Nice point on the play by Scott of the Raiders, who lead 6-3. Second set, having won the first one, 25-10. Getting set to serve for the Rushi Raiders. Ashley Scott. Fairlawn, three hits, the last of which is a 12-footer. It gets over from distance, and then it's rammed right back by Rushi. Who got that?
Sherman.
Oh, what a play by Kate Sherman. All 6 foot and an inch of the Frosh, Kate Sherman, as she jolted Fairlawn with a spike. Raiders up 7-3. Scott continues the hot streak, serving again. Three hits by Fairlawn, last of which is by Abke. Quick push over the net by Rushi. Here's Fairlawn with a shot that clips the net and goes over. Give it to Abke of Fairlawn at 7-4. Rushi in the lead with three. Fairlawn Jet serving from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Right to left serve, a good one. Rushi with a return of service, ball sent to the front line, and we got players from both teams in the net. Let's see what's been ruled. Infraction, Fairlawn, point, Rushi. 8-4, Raiders. Serving, Sherman. Kate strides forward, line drive shot, goes to the back line of Fairlawn. Then it's sent to the middle of the floor. Return of serve by Brodigan. Return of serve by Brodigan. Rushi with three hits. Fairlawn, three hits. Very good rally. Here's a set by Rushi. Far side of the floor for York. Fairlawn gets it back. Wow, what a rally. Rushi sends one to the back line. Here's a set by Fairlawn up front for Apke. A lot of net activity. I think Fairlawn's
yep.
in it.
Yep, she got herself yep. into the net.
Yep, error Fairlawn, a little too rambunctious on the front line. 9-4 in favor of the Raiders. You can't break the plane of the net with any part of your body, above or below. You can't send your body into the netting either. Serve receive Fairlawn. Three hits Rushi's side. Three hits Fairlawn side. Lessing setting. Apke point. Jets. 9-5. Rushi's lead is 4. Fairlawn needs a run. Good serve by the Jets down the left side of the floor. Is it on the line? No, I don't think so. It's off the
Must
court.
Be just a little bit wide.
Very close. But the point goes to Rushi. Side out Raiders. Serving Maya Monin, the sophomore. Very good setter. He powers one to Fairlawn. Deflected to the back row. Hulskamp gets it. Sends it up front to Gallimore. And that shot by Fairlawn, the third hit, is off the court. It missed. 11-5, Rushi. Here's Maya Monin serve down the right side on Fairlawn's half. And it's no good, just off the court by a half foot. 11-6. Rushi in the lead by 5. Serving Fairlawn Jets. It's Lessing. Rushi gets it back and pounds it down the left side of the floor. It's a good shot by C.C. Borchers. The freshman nails one. 12-6 in favor of Rushi. Service here by York of the Raiders. Going off the court, Hulskamp gets it. Ball set middle of the floor for Heath for Fairlawn to the front line to Ginter. She tries to nudge it over, can't. It hits the net cord, falls back. Point Rushi. 13-6 Raiders, who won set number one, 25-10. Ball delivered up front to Apke for Fairlawn. Blocked right back by Rushi. Three hits for the Jets, three by the Raiders. Here's a spike attempt at the netting by Borchers again for Rushi. Fairlawn may need a timeout. Yep. 14-6 Raiders, second set. Rushi won the first, 25-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And welcome back here to Northmont. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. What's Fairlawn got to do, Chuck, to alter this momentum Rushi's got?
Well, I'm not sure they can. I think that's the problem. Rushi yeah. just has a little too much firepower for him right now.
Bailey Pullman serving for the Raiders. Fairlawn gets it back. 1, 2, 3 hits. Rushi with 3 hits, the third of which is by Ashley Scott, and it deflects off a Jet, and it eventually winds up off the floor. Fairlawn cannot track it down. Good strong move by Scott up front for the Raiders, who lead it now 15-6. Fairlawn lost the first set 25-10. Fairlawn earns one at the net. Well done up front. Hulskamp with a good shot. As it was touched by a Raider, fell to the hardwood. 15-7. Hulskamp serving for Fairlawn.
Being an old basketball coach, I've decided I could not coach volleyball because in basketball, that would mean I'd have to play my point guard in the post every once in a while. I'm not sure I could deal with that.
I gotcha. Here is a good serve received by Rushi, which drills one down the left side. It is no good. Off the mark. 15-8, Fairlawn continues its serve. It's Hulskamp to our right. Lines one toward the back edge of the floor. It's a little heavy. About a foot beyond the line. No good. Side out, Rushi. 16-8 in favor of the Raiders. Serving here, Kendall Monin, the libero. Pounds one toward the back line. Fairlawn gets it to the front, but can't get it up and over the net. The third hit falls short. 17-8, Rushi. Rushi defeated Fairlawn twice in the regular season, 3-0, 3-0. Second match, much closer at Rushi. Fairlawn hoping to build on that momentum, but no such luck here tonight. That service by Rushi clips the net, hangs and falls over. Everything going right for the Raiders, who are up 10. Hulskamp on the serve receive. Here's a nice back set to Gallimore of Fairlawn. Good recovery by Rushi. Three hits for the Raiders. Last of which by Scott is in, but she's up in the top of the net. Point Fairlawn. That halts the Raiders' run. 18-9. Fairlawn serving. Rushi 1-2-3 hit. Near side of the floor. Good shot by Scott. Fairlawn gets it back. Lana Heath with a good attempt. 1-2-3 hits for the Raiders. Last of which by Scott is a dandy. And the Fairlawn Jets are unable to dig it off the floor. 19-9. Rushi within 6 points of producing a second set victory. Serving Ava Daniel. 1-2-3 hits for the Jets. And that is a good shot, middle of the floor. Well done by Ginter of Fairlawn. Again, that momentarily halts the Rushi run. It's 19-10. Raiders lead. Fairlawn serves. Ball set, center of the floor. Scott goes to work. She earns the point with a nice kill. 20-10, Rushi. Rushi won the first set 25-10. Scott serving for the Raiders. She jumps and fires. Abke, Heath, Ginter. Shot might have nipped the back white stripe, I think. Oh, is it long?
No, right on the line.
Right on the mark, yep. Well done by Ginter of Fairlawn. Good shot. 20-10, or I should say 20-11. Scoreboard adjusts. Fairlawn getting set to serve. Aaron Watkins of Rushi, head coach, fourth year, said this by no means is our most talented club, but it's the one that's, in my tenure anyway, displayed the most desire. It's the hungriest. 21-11 now. Side out Rushi. Raiders 4 points away from being two-thirds of the way home to earning victory over Fairlawn for the third straight time this year. Sherman serving for Rushi. Fairlawn three hits. In the middle, it's Abke. Blocked back by Rushi. Fairlawn steers it over the net. Good action on the left side by the Rushi Raiders. Fairlawn does cover it. Three hits Rushi, third of which is on the near side of the floor. Diving attempt by Hulskamp. She can't recover. 22-11 Raiders. Sherman serves again. She lines it over the net. Ball set near side. Abke, Fairlawn, point. Fairlawn Jets. 22-12. These two clubs have been trading points ever since Rushi took command at 15-7. The lead is 10. 22-12. Blocked back by Rushi. It's in the court of Fairlawn at the feet of a Jet, far side of the floor. Jets couldn't scrape it off the hardwood, and the Raiders are within two of taking set number two. 23-12. Maya Monin serves. One, two, three hits for the Jets. It's Abke. Oh, nicely dug off the floor by Chapman of Rushi. She's still 9, 23-14. Jets serving. On a roll is Blessing. Good serve by her. And Rushi gets it back. It goes to the front line. The ball's popped into the air. Two Raiders look at each other and let it fall harmlessly on the Rushi side, enabling the Jets to earn the point, 23-15. And in the net is Rushi. Raider serve receive up front to Borchers. And she got a forearm above the net cord, and it's 23-16. Closest the Jets have been since 13-6. Rushi still two away. Rushi sends it to the back line. Garner there by Scott. She knocks it over. Three hits by Farallon. The last by Abke. She pummeled it. It's good. She drilled it home. Farallon's within six. 23-17. Can't make out the number. Who's that serving for Farallon, Chuck? She's been doing a splendid job. Rushi Sporchers has an opening. Got it.
That's Taylor Lessing.
Taylor Lessing with dynamite serving to help Farallon get back in the hunt at 23-17. But then Borchers with a beautiful return down the far side of the floor for Rushi. 24-17. Rushi serving for the Raiders. It is Bailey Coleman. And Farallon with a good serve receive. Error by Rushi at the net. 24-18. Hillskamp serving for Farallon, which needs six straight. Ball set far side for Scott. She pounds one over. Farallon returns. Set near side for Abke. Blocked back by Sherman or York. Then Farallon goes for the kill at the net. Abke hits the net cord. It's over. Second set to Rushi, 25-18. After the Raiders grabbed the first at 25-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker has been number one among agencies in the region. It's the most valued. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Well, Chuck, we start the third set, and a quick point earned by Ruchi.
Ashley Scott with a Kenzie Holster kind of kill on that one. That was a shot down the line.
Credit Ashley. Raiders in the lead. One zip. Fairlawn, three hits. Serve, receive. Ball aimed for the back line. Is it in? No, it's a little bit heavy. Strong shot by Brodigam. No good. Ruchi with a 2-0 lead. Well, Fairlawn simply needed to get off to a better start in this set. There's a point. Good block attempt. No, it's not.
It was a good block by Scott.
Yes, it was. Thought Fairlawn was going to get it, but Ashley Scott with a fine block at the net, and Fairlawn could not recover. The lead is 3-0 Ruchi. Three hits Raiders. Fairlawn's third hit flares off the arm of a lady on the back line, and Fairlawn's in a quick 4-0 hole. 4-0 Raiders as we kick off set number three. Ruchi in the lead, two sets to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Here we go. Raiders lead the Jets two sets to none. Served by Ruchi. Too much mustard on that one. And the Jets earn the side out and the point. 4-1 in favor of Ruchi. The winner takes on Fort Loramie at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the Southwest Region Championship in Division 4 volleyball. Three hits Fairlawn, three hits Ruchi, the third of which is long, too much distance. No, wait a minute. Apparently it hit the back line. My mistake. Point Ruchi, 5-1, Raiders lead. Serving Scott. Here's Holskamp for Fairlawn to Gallimore. Drives it to the back line of Ruchi. Three hits Raiders, last of which by Sherman is good. Well, that Sherman-Scott tandem has been tough to beat at the net for the Raiders.
Very good, very good.
6-1, Ruchi in the lead. Ruchi won six straight sets over Fairlawn in two regular season matches. Ruchi's won two more sets here tonight. And they're up 6-1 at the outset of the third. And here's a lift on Fairlawn. Had a good rally started. Error by Fairlawn. Jets are down 7-1. Jets may need another timeout soon. Ruchi serving right to left. Ashley Scott's been on the mark. A little different variety of a serve there. She bloops it over. Fairlawn has a little difficulty off the side of the hand of one of the Jets up front. Sloppy passing. Point Ruchi, 8-1 edge. Scott has been steering the serves in left and right. That one's in the far deep right corner. Is it ruled good or a hair long?
They call it out. She's got a better look than I do.
You say she's better looking than you are?
Everybody is. That goes without saying.
8-2 as the serve by Scott was ruled off the court. Side out Fairlawn. Serve, receive, Ruchi. And the third hit by the Raiders is much too long. No good. 8-3. Fairlawn within 5. Serving Holzkamp. Raiders 1-2-3 hits.
Boom.
Oh, here's a set. Near side Sherman, and she popped that one in.
She's an impressive young lady.
A freshman, Kate Sherman, 6-1. Outstanding match for her tonight. She and Ashley Scott, quite a duo up front. Then you mix in senior Jessica York. That'll be a duel on Saturday, or at least it would appear to be so. Schultes, Meiring, Holscher against York, Scott, Sherman. 9-4, Jets side out. Fairlawn earns a point. Here is Fairlawn serving. It's a good shot by Holzkamp. It is on the line. It's ruled good. 9-5, Fairlawn within 4. Here is the serve received by the Rushi Raiders. Nicely done by Borchers. Fairlawn gets it back and attempted a drop shot by Gallimore. Rushi on the recovery. Right back to the Fairlawn side. A little tip at the net by Abke. It's up and over. 3 hits for the Raiders. The last by Scott. Here's a set. Mid-floor. Abke, Fairlawn tries to spike it. Good recovery by Rushi. And then a shot by the Raiders. Sails way long. Chapman, little too much leg on that one. 9-6. Fairlawn within 3. It was 7-1. 1-2-3 hits for the Raiders. Ball fed back to the Jets side. Gallimore on the recovery. Good return on the play by Maya Mana Navrushi. 3 hits Jets, 3 hits Raiders. The third of which is a good shot. And it glances off the arm of a defender of the Fairlawn Jets. Well done on the play by Simone Putoff, a freshman in for Rushi. That's a new set of numerals. 1-1-11. Very good effort by Putoff. 10-6. Rushi serving. Holzkamp up front to Abke for the kill for Fairlawn. 10-7. Rushi's lead is 3. Serving left to right, Fairlawn Jets, who are down 3. Line drive serve is dug off the floor nicely by Rushi, sent to the front line. It's a bit short. Sloppy passing. Point Jets. 10-8. Fairlawn sneaks back within 2. 3 hits Rushi, last of which by Borchers. And it's blocked right back by Fairlawn. 10-9. Abke on the front wall. Jets have crawled within a point after being down twice by 6. Fairlawn getting set to serve. Jets drive it forward, goes to the back line. Scott pushed it up front to a teammate. Here's a kill attempt, but Chapman goes to the back line of the Jets, who can't retrieve. Point Raiders. That stopped the Fairlawn run, 11-9. Rushi in the lead by 2. Raiders won the first 2 sets. 25-10, 25-18. Here's a good rally underway, but the Jets climb all over one and smack it beyond the back line. Too hard. 12-9. Rushi with 2 straight points after Fairlawn crawled back to 1 at 10-9. 12-9 Rushi. Big serve by Kendall Monin of Rushi. Up front, Fairlawn. Abke with a spike. Gotten back nicely by the Raiders. Here's Ashley Scott. Oh, she pummels one off the wrist of a Fairlawn player beyond the back edge of the floor. Jets can't track it down. 13-9 as Rushi regains momentum.
Yeah, they picked it back up a little bit.
I think that's Alana Garrity in now for Rushi.
It is.
A good serve by her. to the far side of the floor, although Fairlawn retaliates. Hulskamp with a nice shot. She gets it up and over around the antenna. Point Fairlawn, 13-10. Raiders with three. You never know. A Jets victory in this set could turn this match around. Rushi trying to stiffen. Here's a good shot at the net by Scott. Block attempt. Fairlawn, no good. Give it to Ashley. 14-10.
I'm sure that's just the way Ashley drew it up. She hit it down. It stayed on the
It tightroped.
It stayed on there for about 10 seconds before it finally fell off.
Yeah, it walked along the cord, the net cord. Serve, Kendall Monin-Rushi sends Fairlawn to the back edge of the floor. Gallimore up front to Heath, to Apke. Three hits by Rushi. Fairlawn diving attempt. Hulskamp, no. Rushi gets it.
Scott again.
Ashley Scott, another strong performance by her. She's been splendid all year long. 16-10, or I should say 15-10, in favor of Rushi. Fairlawn, three hits. Rushi with three. Set, far side of the floor, Raiders. It is Garrity. Gotten back by Fairlawn. Oak didn't get over the net. Trying to dig it off the floor. Hulskamp can't quite do it. Point Raiders. 16-10. Fairlawn had come all the way back strong to 10-9. It's now 16-10, Rushi, which has won six of the last seven. Three hits by Fairlawn. Here's a good set by the Raiders. No, it's not a good set. It is called a two-hitter, a lift.
Yeah. I didn't see it, but I think it got up on her body a little
bit. Yeah, it did. She tried to make a little twisting maneuver and kept it on the hands a little too long for the official. 16-11. Rushi in the lead with five. Serve, receive, Rushi. Fairlawn tries to pass it forward to the net. Can't do it. It's shy of the mark. Rushi shot making has caused Fairlawn to mishandle a pass or two on numerous rallies. 17-11. Rushi in the lead. Rushi won the first two sets. 25-18, 25-10. Rushi trying to earn a berth in the regional championship on Saturday. Here is a third hit on the Fairlawn side, or the Fairlawn side, I should say, and it's blocked right back by Sherman of Rushi, who gets the point. 18-11. Raiders in the lead. Fairlawn, serve, receive, set for Apke, middle of the floor. Down the right side, she goes with it. Got it. 18-12, Apke on the point for Fairlawn. Jets need a streak. Fairlawn serving, far right side of the floor. It is Ava Daniel who sends it to the front line, and that's where Rushi tips it up and over. Not sure who got that. Might have been York.
It was Scott.
It was Ashley again?
Yep.
19-12, seven-point cushion, Rushi. Side out, Raiders. Ashley Scott serving. Hulskamp serve, receive. Ball set up front. It is Heath on the shot for Fairlawn. Got it. The kill by Lana Heath. 19-13. Rushi with six. Fairlawn trying to rally here. Jets need to get on a roll in a hurry. Hulskamp, good serve to the back line. Gotten by Sherman. Set near side for Scott. Recovery Fairlawn. One, two, three hits. Ball nudged up and over. No, it didn't get over. Attempt by Fairlawn at the net to drop one in at the feet of the Raiders. But the ball didn't crawl over the netting. Rushi is within five of producing match victory, 20-13. Here's Fairlawn with a kill attempt at the net, well off the court. Strong and wide. 21-13, Rushi. And it looks like Rushi, Chuck, is going to pull off the hat trick.
Yeah, I think so.
Three wins over Fairlawn this year. Three sets to none all three times. Two hits on the Fairlawn side. Jets are reeling. Down nine, 22-13. Serving is Scott into the net, short. I'm sorry, Sherman on the serve. 22-14. Tell you what, Farallon, under first-year head coach Ashley Francis Miller, has had a fine season. 2004, Farallon grad, played 4 years for Wade Wilhelm. She knows her volleyball. Played 2 years at Urbana. Coached at Fort Loramie a year, junior high. A year of junior high at Farallon. Varsity at Covington for three. That was after 2 years at Farallon, by the way, junior high. And head coach here at Farallon. Fine season, 14-12. First district title for the Jets in 13 years.
Yeah, they have a lot to be proud of.
And that wasn't a baby step. That was a giant step turned in by Farallon here in 2019. And head coach Ashley Francis Miller. 23-15 in favor of Rushi. Big rally underway here. Farallon setting middle of the floor for Abke. Drives it to the back line. Raiders 1-2-3 hits the last, but Chapman is the biggest rally of the night in either match. Shot by Rushi. Gilskamp gets it over. Ooh, it's a line drive shot that fell off the court inches wide. 24-15 match point here for the Raiders. And getting the honors to serve for Rushi is Kelby Dosek, a freshman. Dosek steps on the floor, drives it.
Whoa.
Dug off the hardwood, but Gallimore of Farallon to the front line. Tipped all around by Lessing to Ginner. Three hits by Rushi. And then Rushi air mails the third shot well off the floor outside the line to the left. 24-15. Should be 24-16, I think. There we go. Here's a Farallon serve. It is short, just below the net cord. It is a service miscue, a fault by Farallon on the final service of the night. And that earns Rushi a point in the victory, 25-16. Raiders win 25-10, 18-16 over Farallon after Fort Loramie defeats Lancaster Fairfield Christian 25-9, 9, and 12. We're set for a regional championship match on Saturday at 2, Farallon versus Rushi. Chuck, our stars of the game here tonight.
Well, I'm going to go with Gallimore for Farallon, and I'm going to go with Ashley Scott for Rushi.
They earned the Clancy's Awards, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yep, Rushi defeats Farallon here tonight in three straight. The front line of Rushi, too much. Katie Sherman, 200 kills on the year. Ashley Scott, who set a school record for kills in a game this season and throughout the season. Scott, Sherman, York up front, Maya Monin. For Rushi, who has set school records for assists, she was very good tonight as well. Chuck, Rushi will have to play its very best match of the year on Saturday against Fort Loramie, a team which beat Rushi 3-0-3-0 back on August 27th, Fort Loramie victorious at Rushi, 25, 20, 15, and 21 later in the year, September 19th at Fort Loramie. Rushi was beaten 25, 8, 9, and 26, 24. So three of those six games of those six sets, three of the six, fairly tight. In fact, one, a two-pointer, 26-24. Rushi's got to bring its A-plus game, and the likes of Sherman and Scott have got to be dead-on, spot-on, razor-sharp in order to come close to matching Schultes and Meiring and Holscher for Fort Loramie.
That's a lot of firepower up front. Yeah. And I was impressed with Rushi's girls up front also. They're very young. But if they have a good start, if they can have a good start to the match and get some kind of a lead and start believing that they can beat Loramie, that's half the battle.
Kendall Monin, very good match for Rushi here tonight, too. She and Ashley Scott, by the way, first-team All-Shelby County League and first-team All-District, both Scott and Monin. Rushi, not a noticeable weakness, pretty well-rounded performance all over the floor. Every single young lady on the court tonight for the Raiders held up her end of the bargain. Fairline just could not get a streak going, couldn't establish any momentum at all. Again, looking at those three games, Fairlawn fell behind 4-1 in game one, 4-1 in game two, and 4-0, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 7-1 in game three.
Yeah.
Just poor starts for Fairlawn.
Right.
Rushi cannot afford to let that happen to itself against Fort Loramie on Saturday.
We talked about advantage, and the advantage was Rushi tonight. The advantage on Saturday, for the same reason, is Fort Loramie on Saturday. So they need to have a good start. They need to be able to believe in themselves. Then it could turn into a match.
Last we heard, Chuck, up at Elida, New Bremen led St. Henry 2-0.
Okay.
St. Henry won a five-setter in the regular season, and New Bremen was up 2-0. They'll get Tiffin Calvert in a regional final. Those two schools played in last year's D4 state championship. New Bremen last year came out of the Southwest region.
Right.
Tiffin Calvert was in the Northwest. So if that partial score, 2-0, New Bremen against St. Henry holds up, it's New Bremen, Tiffin Calvert on Saturday. They're both loaded. That's an even Steven match. That is a powerhouse regional, to say the least.
Right. Well, I think for Loramie's sake, they got to really hope that they get a look at New Bremen again.
That's right.
Not that because they're not an outstanding squad, but just for their psyche. They want a shot at avenging one of their two losses.
Yeah, Division 4 is wide open in the sense that those three clubs in that Northwest region are mighty strong. Tiffin, New Bremen, St. Henry, Fort Loramie ranked in the top 4 or 5 all year statewide. The prohibitive favorite.
That would probably be the best Final Four if those four teams were there.
You're reading my mind. Let's reseed. Let's get to the regional and re-bracket. A lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, once again, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Again, I'd like to remind you, Reese, Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's Reese, Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Glad to have those folks aboard. Thank you, Kevin Meiring, and all the staff and associates at Reese Meiring in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Also online with us now on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing has been creating dreams for people since 1977. Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. what you can imagine Hoing & Hoing can create. Additional underwriting sponsors all night long. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's, Troy, Tip City and Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The In-Between, south of Botkins Foods. Not In-Between, it's out of this world. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Did we hear from Chris North in this match? I think we did. If not, let's salute the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission again. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Regal for the crowning touch. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue the father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And don't forget at the Jewelry Barn, we've got big savings upcoming. November 1st and 2nd, that's tomorrow and Saturday, 9 to 6 Friday, 9 to 3 Saturday, 25% off on selected items at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. And beginning December 1st, 15 to 50% off anything made up in the store. That's the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Closed December 25th and 26th, and closed New Year's January 1st. Enjoyed it so much. A lot of fun tonight. And as often is the case, a couple Shelby County clubs advancing deep into the volleyball district and regional. It's not all that often, Chuck. We've got two SCL teams in the regional championship.
Right.
But that sometimes is the case. Once again, it is this year. 14 of the last 16 years, the state champ in Division IV has come from this region. Marion Local 5 or 6 times, St. Henry 3, New Bremen at least once, Layman twice, Fort Loramie once, Jackson Center back-to-back.
Right.
How about that, 14 to 16? And between Fort Loramie and Rushi, those two clubs would like to extend that streak this year, although that Northwest region may have something to say about that. Bryant Billing, Bryant, do you have a final? I'm asking the Sydney Daily News. New Bremen, St. Henry, New Bremen win it?
3-0.
New Bremen, straight sets over St. Henry tonight. New Bremen, Tiffin Calvert, Saturday at 2 in a regional championship at Elida in the Northwest region, and here at Northmont in the Southwest region. The title game features Fort Loramie and Rushi. Rushi Raiders now 17-10. Fort Loramie 25-2. So many thanks to Ron Mooney, our chief engineer back home in Huber Heights. Thanks to Chuck On-Site Engineering, Stats and Color. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Northmont. Join us tomorrow evening at 6:35 p.m. from Anna as the Anna Rockets on the gridiron take on Delphi St. John's. An Anna victory would give the Rockets, Chuck, a share of the MAC title for the second straight year.
Yeah, they should get it. I'm looking forward to the game. Delphus has not had a very good season, but Anna last week kind of was sleepwalking through the Parkway game.
Sputtered.
And they definitely need to come out and now focus and get ready for a playoff run.
Right. In the words of head coach Nick Marino, we were too pleased with ourselves last week.
It happens.
Over the win the week before, 49-8 against Coldwater.
Everybody would have been excited about that. I mean, that's a hard one to walk away from.
Human nature. So for Ron, for Chuck again, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Northmont. Again, the final scores, Fort Loramie in 3 sets over Lancaster Fairfield Christian and Rushi in 3 over the Fairlawn Jets on scores.broadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.